see what this goes on.
All right. Our school enjoys a long history of close association with the union, and we commend its officers and its staff for arranging for this year this evening. It's really a great privilege for us to have this opportunity to host a Rav celebration in our school. On the Pasuk of the Shmo Mordechai in the Megillah, Chazal tell us, "Bechol makom hatzadikim shemam kodem lahem." The same Chacham, in Shmo Mordechai, the low of Mordechai Shmo. But this doesn't only draw attention to a very simple technicality, that the word shame comes before instead of after the name. But it means that wherever the Tzadikim are, wherever the Tzadikim go, their name, their shame, their reputation precedes them. A lot of they should come to us this evening. They should come to us this evening, preceded by an outstanding reputation. The Gadol of Israel, the foremost Rosh Yeshiva, was a fearless spokesman for traditional Judaism. We all hope and we all pray that the Baruch Hu should continue to grant him the strength to inspire all of us with the Tzibei Torah and the Tzibei Hashkafa, Ba'ati L'Torah of the Ma'ati. It's a pleasure for me now to present to you Rabbi Shalom Reitman, the Chairman of the Torah Education Committee of the Orthodox Committee.
Great Lord, Lord Ha Yeshiva, Lord Lord Asa, Lord Shechta, and friends, I'm happy to welcome you to our shiur tonight, which is really the highlight of an ongoing program of the Torah Education Commission of the Orthodox Union. And posting the Orthodox Union, I wish to take this opportunity to express our deep appreciation to the distinguished rabbi of the Jewish Center, Rabbi Schechter, for his help and his graciousness in so many areas. We also want to acknowledge with appreciation your energetic and resourceful Executive Director, Rabbi Weichner, for his splendid cooperation and arrangement to make this year possible. We also wish to thank Rabbi Bertram Lett, Director of Synagogue Services, for the arrangements and the many details associated with tonight's field. We are also most grateful to Rabbi Joel Schoenfeld of the Orthodox Union for his most effective help and skill in publicizing the event. Now it is my privilege to confine the distinguished President of the Orthodox Union, Mr. Sidney Purcell.
One of the first years of Rav Agon of Yosef Dovalevich Dovalevich Shiva, he asked the question, what is the theme of the mitzvah of Shlach Malach? And in that sense, the Rav concluded that in performing the mitzvah of Shlach Malach, there's a theme in identifying oneself with his fellow Jews, identifying himself with Father's law. This, I believe, is the essence of the work of the Orthodox Jew. To strengthen in each Jew his or her identification with Father Israel, whether it's through our Shabbaton program, our retreat program, NPSY, Spiritual Coping, Physical Coping,
For as I speak of him, I remember him. The sequence should normally have been differently. When I remember him, then I speak of him. The reverse sequence, the author said, means that when I speak of him, I feel deeply for him, with profound care and concern and love. Mohan Vashan Yeshiva, or Arahant Soloveitchik Shlita, who was already characterized more than 10 years ago by Hagoyim Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who said of him that he is one of the true Gedolei Hador. He is not only a great teacher of Torah, but one whose great love for every Jew and his deep and profound concern for the well-being of Am Yisrael reflects his own great sensitivity and personal warmth. It is the Shiva, in that sense, par excellence. And we are most grateful to the Rosh HaYeshiva for his gracious acceptance to give the Shia tonight, despite the many demands and great pressure that he is subjected to. It is my privilege and honor to call upon Mohan Rosh HaYeshiva for our Savannah Salvation.
Get you. Get you away from it. I would like to preface the Shia with two remarks. One remark is in conformity to the Aloha mentioned at the end of the Sefer Brachot of peace in the Chidachsani. It seems that in this case there is more than one assignment, more than one house. And though you, in the Jewish center, and of course the Moed Aspar Jewish center, Rabbi Yaakov Shechter, so I'm doing the teaching to all the house. Second remark is, because this day and Shushinfield represent your times in my family. 20 years ago, so the few months between Tengens and Odear, it was a leap year 20 years ago. So our family suffered three bitter bereavements and hope Tengens. So 20 years ago, my mother became divorced with Mr. And then it was a leap year, as I mentioned. So my brother, the Shmuel, the famous Baruch, was Nifta and the spot of this. And the Dalit Odea Shemi, today, so my sister-in-law, the rabbitin of my brother, the Baruch, is there, Shlite, was Nifta. So tonight, in the 20th year time of my sister-in-law, Rabbi Sintonia, and Shishinpuri will be the 20th year time of my brother, Rav Shmuel Kanyabor. So this year is dedicated to my brother, Rav Shmuel, and to my sister-in-law, Rabbi Sintonia. The topic of this year is the message of Zohar and of Purim. It will be primarily discussed on the Ashkota level, but of course it will be intertwined with Halacha. And I'll start with Halacha. But Halacha will encompass every sentence in the Shiva. The Mishnah Megillah that protects, the Mishnah Megillah that protects says that starting with Shteh Shoda, there are four special sub-Shabbos. Special in the sense that there is a special thing. So the first special Shabbos is Shabbos Shkolim. And it's called Shabbos Shkolim in view of the fact that over and above the regular Kriya in the center of the week, there is a Kriya in Parashas Shkolim in the season. If the Shechina Shodah is on Shabbos, then the Kriya in Parashas Shkolim takes place on Shabbos, the Shechina Shodah. Then there are three Kriyas. The Kriya in one of the Torah, in the regular portion of the week, whatever it is. And then in the second of the Torah, the Kriya in Shechina. And in the third of the Torah, the Kriya in Parashas Shkolim. If the Shechina Shodah is in the course of the week, so then on the Shabbat before that, we read Parashas Shkolim, and then we take out only two Shabbos.
That's the first special Shabbat. The second special Shabbat is Shabbat Zohar. That's on the Shabbat preceding Purim. Then the third, so indeed the parasha of Zohar is also a Hamor. The third special Shabbat is Shabbat Po. And on that Shabbat, we read in Hukkah about Shreifas HaPo, Asiyas HaPo. The fourth special Shabbat is Parshas Achilles. We read, so that again, either if Shabbat is Chilish Nisri, Chilish Nisri is on Shabbat, so then we read on Shabbos Rishchidesh Nisim, and if we have a piece of thought, we create, if Rishchidesh Nisim is in the course of the week, so then on Shabbos, when we are before Rishchidesh Nisim, we read the Parshat Achidesh in vain, Fachidesh Adelachim. Why? In the Fachal, of course, that is a Kodesh Chacham. Even though Parshat Zohar, takes the day in Parshat Po, is the Raise, but it doesn't mean that it's the Raise to be read that day, this Shabbos. That's in Rabbanon. But it has a basis in the Raise. According to some Rishonim, so in the Raise there is a field to read the Parsha of Amalek once in the cycle of the tree, or once in the course of the year. So Mimele, the tree of Parshas Zohar has all the chumras of the Raisin, even though, as far as the Raisin is concerned, you can be kind of in the view of the tree in Parshas Zohar. And the Rabbon says, when you hear the tree of Ayyavi Amolek, you are also kind of the Raisin. But there is a basis in the Raisin, according to the Sanhedrin, not according to all the and things you see in it, the partial form is also the right question. What kind of invasive is the right thing of partial form? So again, it doesn't mean that the field is the right thing to be partial form and the Shabbos has the full. We know the right. But sometimes, it's not advice that the field is the right thing to be the partial of a piece of form. The Gemara in Yumed Abdalet says, in discussing Sukkim, which is Aved, in the connection with this coming Sabbath, in connection with the Mishilat in the Anuni, and the Tzad, the Sukkim, in Tzad, dealing with the Mishilat in the Anuni, the education of Aaron, and dedication and consecration of Aaron Bono. So the Torah says at the end of Tzad, Vayikro Ches Posikei Vayena Meshe Eloedo Ze HaDobor Asher Tziva Nishon. In respect to the Lord. So, the Gemara in Yumed Abdalet says, Ze HaDobor Asher Tziva Hashem Melamed She'atzilu Dibo Ma'atim. Ze HaDobor, even the Dibo is before. That implies that Meshivas Yimei Aminim, so Jews, all Jews, not only Aminim, but all the Israelites, were required to read this parasha of Tzad, dealing with me. That's one person. In Parashat Tzad, that's Perek Ches, Vayikro, Posiket. Then in Perek Ches, Vayikro, I think Posik, Ramzalet, Kasher, also Vayim Hazeh, Tzivu Adishem La'atzeh, Lechater Alim. So the more unit that thou again says, Kasha also by him at the Tzibu Ad Shem Lassi, the Chaper Alechem, Kasha also by him at the that means you can achieve the unit. So, Ari Yubono had to be confined, had to be pillaged from their home for the 7 days of consecration of the unit. Tzibu Ad Shem Lassi, them I suppose. The Chaper Alechem is very much a poor. So because of that, just as there was a hill of confinement for 7 days for Aaron Funnel in connection with the Mayan Ruin, the consecration of Aaron Funnel, so also in Derek, there is a loche that the Kehen Hoel also Kratir Patoro had to be confined for 7 days. Shiva Shom Kehil, not speaking with Akeh, the Vishnu thought, we bent it. And the same thing is true of the King God. But the King God had to be Shiva Shom Kehil, the Vishnu Yomim. The first is Shiva Shom Kehil, Matipuri, Matrisim King God, we bent it. The Mishkat Pal Hedlin, he had to be confined away from his home for 7 days. And the Rambam passed that it's in the right. Being in connection with that Kehen who was involved in the Asiyah Sator, and being in connection with the King God. So, the Gemara knew that Dalai says, Kasher Oso Balin Azeh, in connection with the Muli, of Shiva Tzion in confinement, Tzibu Ad Shem La'aseis L'chaper Aleichem La'aseis Zeh Zechut Aspo L'chaper Aleichem Zeh Kiyum Godel Yom Atipo. So the feeling is the fear, just as there was a fear of confinement in connection with the Shivat in Amlin, there is a fear of confinement for the Kehen Kehanim who are involved in Asiyas HaToro for 7 days. And there is a field with the right of confinement for the King Godo 7 days before the king. And since there was a field in connection with Shiva Sinaamin, Zevalina Meshia Loido, Zehadova Rashatila Vishem, Milamichat, Mizibomakim, so there was a field with the right to read the Tzibo, the Tzuchi, dealing with the Meruni. So, some mail on account of the aloche, Kasher Oso Bayim Azeh, Tzibu Ad Shem La'aseis L'chaper Aleichem, there is a chiyuv l'deirei. Whenever a kehen, a kehanim will be involved in the Asiyas Reis HaSaporo, and the Mishnah in Torah says, and the Rambam mentioned it, in Peri Gimur, Mehilchas Poro, that Moshe Rabbeinu may prepare the first Reis HaSaporo. And then, and that Reis HaSaporo that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared was enough for all the years from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra came out before the invasion. And then Ezra prepared again a Paul for Tarat Nehemiah. And then, so it stood, and then between Ezra and Chuk Ba'isheni, 7 more poems, Basirin Tafor, were prepared. So altogether it's 9, and the Rambam concludes, HaMelech HaMashiach, so he will prepare again, so it will be the 10th time that there will be Asiyah Tafor, and the Rambam concludes, Omei Kein Yehi Rotei. The Melech HaMashiach, Yobei, Omei Kein Yehi Rotei, the call of the Omei, Kein Yehi Rotei, is the only expression of Omei Kein Yehi Rotei that Rambam mentioned in Yolech HaZoh. So that means that there is a field in Raito to read the content of Hanit Shalevi Israelite, to read Parshas Poro, at the time of the Shechita Torah. It was your ninth time. Some male the Chachamim were mistaken that before Pesach comes the fact that all the Israelites have to be paid. Every Jew is mechuyev, every Jew and every Jewish is mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach, so they have to be paid. Some male, there was a Chachamim that the Shabbat before Nisan, as Jews are getting ready for Pesach, and we have to be ready to be fasting from Pesach, we have to be paid to read the Tzibur, the parasha for Adonai. So it was a great Tzibur Isaac. The same thing is true of Parsha Zohar. It's not that there is Tzibur Isaac to read Parsha Zohar after the Shabbat for Pesach, but there is a field, according to many Rishonim, to read once in the cycle of the Kriya. Cycle. Sometimes it's 23 years, but again, the cycle is completed every year. So there is a field. So we mainly call the Tikkun Rabbanon in the Haifa Tikkun, and it's called the Haifa because it takes all the Chumras of the Haifa. And then there is the special Shabbat of Parshat Chayesh, Parshat Chayesh, in order to know all the meaning of Korban Pesach. So that's the reason for the four special Shabbat. Shabbat HaGodol, all right, is not really the special Shabbat. All right, there is a Ktor, special Ktor, and not, this is not so according to many say, but our meaning is to be the order, but Shabbat HaGodol is not a special Shabbat. So we have only four special Shabbat on which there is a special prayer. So according to the Gemara Megillah Daf Kotev, it appears that each special Shabbat has its own peculiar meaning. The special Shabbos of Tarsus Kali has its own special reason, because why the Shechidish Oder, or Shabbos when we are before the Shechidish Oder, because there is a loche of Ilas Chidish Bechodoshim. So that implies that starting in Nisim, so the Korban Tzibur has to be offered from the new Tumah Kodesh, not from the old Mishnah. Some Mele, the Shulchanes, used to be sitting session, the banker, and we used to sit in session and to collect the Machtis HaShekel from every Jew, the list of Machtis HaShekel. So, because of that, the Chachomim were misakei, that on Shabbos Chesheh or Shabbos on which we are Mizor Chesheh Lishoder, so we need Parshas Korban. That's the meaning. So, that reason is a reason peculiar to Parshas Korban. And that reason is only Shayach, is Manabites today, the human Chesheh. So that reason is not Shayach. So why do we read today when there's no Gutamidos, there's no Machsaketer, why do we read on Shabbos Chesheh Shoder or Shabbos Nivori Chesheh Shoder, the Parsha of Shkolim? So the Chinuch in Yitzhakupay says that is because of Zeichalimus. Then Parsha Zohar, the special Shabbos of Parsha Zohar, has its own peculiar meaning and purpose, namely because of food. So the Gemara says, "Vayom Meirim Yizkon Vinasu," so Yizkon Tzchira precedes Gdime. So as Tzchira precedes Asir, So the celebration of Purim represents a fear. By the way, it's a fear. We only celebrate a meal, we are not waging war against American Purim. We are only celebrating the victory in the Jewish people attained of the homonym over the Jews. So why is this called a fear? That has to be explained. But this is what Gemara says. A young male is coming in Asim, the lamage that he's calling Sire is Kidemes Yasir. So we have to be last here, Amor, and the Shabbos before Purim. So again, this is the peculiar purpose of the special Shabbos called Shabbos. And Sasha Paul, again, is my life. It has its own peculiar reason in order to remind the Israelites that they have to be toilet, they have to be ready, they have to be able to be makel the kompeta. And Pasha Chedesh, of course, this man of mine has its own special reason in order to know the deal of a correspondent and a clear context. But it is obvious that in addition to the special, peculiar purpose of each special Shabbat, there is a common purpose, a compound purpose and goal for the four Shabbos combined as a unit. And the idea is that Mora says in Gilad Avor, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. What is it in the Talmud there? And in the Tzibur, Rebbe Parshas Chulin, or the Rabbah. The Rabbah, Parshas Zocher, Parshas Toros, Parshas Chedesh. And then Sanhedrin decided all the Talmud. To surprise the boy, to be not a Shabbat. Today is not Shabbat, because today is not the Chedesh. So know the event, which year is the leap year, the Shabbat Beres, and which year is the Shabbat Chukur. But his mom, when there was Kiddush Al-Tiyahu, so there were people at Shomo also, because of the special decision by Sanhedrin. So then it was possible that Jews throughout the world celebrated Oda Aleph, thinking that there is no other base, and then the Sanhedrin decided to add another month. So the price is discussed as a machlekes tanoim. Suppose the people read all the special prayer, Parshas Chulin, Parshas Zocher, Parshas Toros, Parshas Chedesh, thinking that twice after this or that, they will be a Chedesh. Then the Sanhedrin decided in other words, we have to read over again easily. So there is one Tanoim who says, you don't have to read it over. The other, even if they read it in other hours, they are yes. But the Shin Gamliel says no. They are not using it. They have to read all over it. So Parshas, the Shechidesh of the Bein, they have to read Parshas Chulin, and then in the Shabbat before Purim, they have to read Parshas Zocher, and then Parshas Toro, and then Parshas Chedesh, all over it. Why? So, and the Parshas like a Shemitah. So the Gemara says, in the Gilad Avor, because Shemitah Gamliel Soba, Shreibo, Gulo, Gulo, Adif. In other words, the Gulo of Nisim has to be close to the Gulo of Adif. So even though the Tzibur, Klaus Oil, is already read all the clear, in order to read, we have to read over again all the trees in order that there should be a chill, in point of time, there should be a closeness between the trees of Oder, which הפיקון מצ' הסיבליק הבדולה תור חידש ניסי ונצ'ים דסטריקטיב הבגולת איתם. So, that means that all the whole truth have to do with good. So, Bishleine Pashas Ocher, all that means that also good, that was Jews were saying Haman HaRoshah wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. Now that Zotchi had notion, and they were saying, so that's good. But what kind of good is represented by Shkoda? What kind of good is represented by Torah? Why should the people be obligated to read Pash Shkoda and Pash Torah all over again? Because Trevor, because Nismach, Gula, the other one, Gula, the Nismach, this was my thought. What kind of Gula is represented and symbolized by the Parish of Spolin and by the Parish of God? So obviously, besides the peculiar reason for each special Shabbat, which was applicable with Manafites and not today, except by way of Zechai Midrash and Mishal Mokolis Hoseinu, there is also a compatible purpose for the four special Shabbos combined together. And what is that purpose? That is the message of God. Underlying which, Parsha Shkolim, underlying Parsha Zochir, underlying Parsha Torah, underlying Parsha Tachedesh, there is a message as to the concept of the Ure of Chayos, not Chayos. It's and that's the reason as to why today too we have to read all these prayers. Not only because of Zechal Midrash and because of the Shalom Apollos for Tehillim, but because the composite purpose is just as relevant today as it was with Rabbi and maybe more, maybe much. So it behooves us to analyze the composite purpose of the four special Shabbat. I think that the composite purpose of the four special Shabbat is mentioned in Psukim, in Yirmiyah. In Yirmiyah, Peel Tess, we'll be reading it tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Thomas. I'm referring to Yirmiyah, Posik, Peel Tess, Psukim Chobbezen Chobdim. Kiyomar Adishem. על ישראל חכם בחכמותוי, ועל ישראל הגיבר בגבורותוי, ועל ישראל מושיע ביושרוי, כי אם זו ישראל המישראל, השכיל ויודע עשי, כי אני עד השם, וישא חסד, משפט ובדוקו בארץ, כי באלה חפצתי ממני. So the Nobi mentions, על ישראל חכם בחכמותוי, חכם. And Gvuret, Bal Yisaleil Adibir, Bal Yisaleil Oshir, Hashiret. Ki Yideis Yisaleil Ham Yisaleil, Haskil Yodea Yisi, Ki Ali Adishem, Zechetet, Ishpot, Zdok of Oret, Ki Leile Chofat, Yim Adishem. I mentioned in the last week, in the lecture on Torah Mado, Yeshivas of Zohonon, best care. Here the Navi says, she will be zeis misalei wa misalei o haskeo yedea yisi ki ani adishem yisi chesed mishpot yisdoko boret ki boir lechopatsi mim Hashem. So, a man can only glory and find pride knowing the redemption. One would think, knowing the redemption, how do you know the redemption? In becoming proficient in metaphysics, in science, Torah, how can you know the redemption without proficiency in Torah? You know, because it mentions physics, natural science. He doesn't even mention the study of the Torah. But what does he mention? When can a person be considered a Sidi Hashem? Not if he's a Levite. I mentioned in the lecture on Torah and other. We want to go to Einstein. He certainly was a great scientist in the course of centuries, recognized by all. How can we say it was Yiddi Hashem? And for a focus, Einstein was not a dual man, but he was an ethical person. But Planck was the second greatest scientist. And both won, I think, at the same time, the Nobel Prize for physics. Einstein and Planck. And Planck was a Nazi. That's Yiddi Hashem. I remember as a child, so a cousin of mine, his name was Yosef, he was the son of my father, the Rebbe Bocha, sister, so I asked him. The whole time we perished in holidays. So he was my chavrus. So he wanted gave me Mesiras Nishon. In short, I was, at that time, 10 years old. He gave me Mesiras Nishon. And he said to me, Aaron, the thing is intact. I said, okay, give me Mesiras Nishon. Because risk was known to be opposed to Mesiras. So he thought, my cousin, Yoshke, as he was called, he thought that my father, the Rebbe Bocha, would be unhappy if I learned to teach him. So I told my mother that my cousin gave me, you know, I think some of you know, I was the youngest in the family, so I was imami baby, the youngest time. So I told my mother, my cousin gave me the Mesiras Nishon to read, but he told me not to tell my father. I have to tell him the whole thing is happening. I feel it happened. Okay. So I told my father. My mother told me, I knew that I should tell my father. So I thought, Yoshike, my cousin, gave me some shot. So my father smiled. There he saw me reading the research, reading, learning, I was telling about it. So first I read the Haggadah. I was shocked to read the Haggadah. Because in 50 short, it says, Lema, Ostob in Yiras Hashem. Ostob, Eime, Ostob in Rifuo, Ostob in Chochmas Ateva, Ostob in Chochmas Shiur in the Mechanerit. Eime, Ostob in Halochim, Ostob in Agodim. I was shocked. I was, of course, the most important thing is to have your mind. But it appears from the Russian of the Mesiras Nishon that he equated, that's how it appears to me anyway, that he equated the study of Halachas Agadot in the study of philosophy, Satsuno, before medicine, and medicine, and my father, how did he do it?
Zum ich habe gesagt, was ist das auf dem Berg? Das stimmt, sag mal, kann ich verleihen. Hoch mit Seilen und so. Am Mittwoch am Morgen, ein, die Hoch mit Satire, die Hand in Hand. Und hey, das geht nicht Hand in Hand, und hier ist Hashem. Und dann ist der Halloch, ist nach Gottes. Wie wir auch sagen, ist 5 Uhr, 5 Uhr, 5 Uhr. So wird das, kein Schritt. Er stellt sich, hey, das geht Hand in Hand. In the study of the Torah goes hand in hand. We fear of Hashem, fear of God. Then, of course, nothing can be compared to Halochas Nagore, Chas Vishore. All the Hochness are necessary as they can come from the Torah. No Hochness in the world, even medicine. So important for saving human lives can Chas Vishore. But in the years at all, our work is not going to go ahead and then. We fear us a shame. This is what the Lord said. King Vins is Salel, Ham is Salel, has killed in the day, see. Can you have the shame? Is a chesed, Mishpot is Doka Bore, Kibayura, Chopat, Kimima, the shame. A person can find pride in one thing, in the Dias Hashem. But don't think that the Dias Hashem consists in knowing physics, of Mahateva, metaphysics, in being able to prove the Hamilkes, the Rambam called it in Buchim, in the Dias Hashem. No, the Dias Hashem consists and considered as the Dias Hashem. But he's proficient in philosophy. He knows all the proofs for the existence of God, but he doesn't pass. And even if he knows Kola Terekola, Shazbavo V'Yerushalmi, but he's not motivated by the Torah. He doesn't emulate the Midrash of his Bolshevik, of Rachamim and Chesed, and Tzedek and Mishpat, then he's not with the Hashem. Kim Bezeis Yisaleil HaMisaleil, Haskeil V'Yodeis Yikam Yad Hashem, is a chesed mishpot with zok of ores, ki ve'ile chofat stin in Hashem. Then it can be considered as Yidi Hashem. So the Nodi is saying that no person can be proud of his chokhmet, even if he's the greatest kohen, he's a Nobel Prize winner, he's the greatest scientist in the course of centuries, he can. These three lessons have to be exhausted in order to understand the meaning of true chesed. After the intelligence is very clear of Parshas Kohen, Parshas Zohar, and Parshas Kohen, then we are ready to understand the meaning of chesed in the intelligence paper. So the message of Parshas Chesed and chesed Friedrich Adel of Heaven is implicit in the party. So, the Deutsche Salah and Salah has taken the day to Nima Hashem. Kavya Hashem is a stop of Chesed, Mishpot Boret, Jibreel of Hashem.